Moving on, over 500 students in higher education institutions were found to have used AI illegally in their graded coursework last year. The This Week programme asked every university how many students it had caught using artificial intelligence in an unauthorised manner in the academic year 2024 to 2025. The responses do not include some of the country's biggest universities, including UCD, UCC, Maynooth and UL, because they don't distinguish between unauthorised use of AI and other forms of cheating. Meaning the figure is likely to be significantly higher. The University of Galway's academic integrity officer said that they were seeing an increase in the amount of cheating because of generative AI. The Higher Education Authority does not require institutions to record unauthorised uses of AI by students in graded coursework. However, it points out that this does not alter the responsibilities of universities to ensure academic integrity. Our reporter Ethna Dodd is here in studio to tell us more. Ethna, you've asked every higher education institution in the country about unauthorised use of AI. What did you find out?
Yeah, that's right. I put in a Freedom of Information request to all higher education institutions. Many of the largest universities in the country don't count the number of unauthorised uses of AI in graded student work, so it's impossible to know the true figure. The University of Galway, which does distinguish between AI and other forms of cheating, found 224 instances of inappropriate use of AI in graded course material last year. TU Dublin found 71. The National College of Ireland found 68 students had misused AI in an assessment. Trinity has asked for an extension but has not responded to the FOI request yet. So among institutions that did respond, the number of unauthorised AI uses was relatively small compared to the entire student body. For example, just over 5,000 students completed a course in Dundalk IT in last year's term. 43 were found to have used AI inappropriately. The Royal College of Surgeons, which is a similar size, had 36 of its students were found to have used AI illegally in an assessment.
Yeah, small numbers, but the trend seems to be increasing. So what happens when a student is found to have illegally used AI?
It would appear students are mostly dealt with on a case-by-case basis. As we know, students are not just assessed using exams. There's also essays, project work, presentations and more. Across its colleges, TU Dublin found a case of AI misuse last year, but the consequences depended on the faculty and the type of assessment. In Mary Immaculate College, students received an F grade in coursework that was confirmed to have been used AI illegally. They were permitted to do resits, but then their grade was capped. In St Patrick's Carlow College, 46 students were found to have used AI in graded material in the academic year 2024-25. The majority faced a grade penalty as a result, although other consequences included failing the assignment and resubmitting with their marks capped. Students at the National College of Ireland who were repeatedly found to have used AI risked suspension from the remainder of the academic year. So for the bigger universities that don't hold centralised records on AI misuse, many said that each school had discretion to deal with plagiarism cases as it thought was necessary.
Okay, so one of the universities you mentioned there that does count AI misuse separately is the University of Galway. You were there earlier this week.
I was. I spoke with University of Galway's Academic Integrity Officer, Dr. Justin Tonra. He said that generative AI has meant that the university has observed an uptick in cheating instances. Generative AI is when original content is created from a prompt, so people might be familiar with ChatGPT or Copilot or Grok as examples.
We are seeing an increase in the amount of cheating that is facilitated or enabled by that technology. And so that is a challenge to us. And it's one that we can't shy away from. So like not responding is really not an option because it is increasingly pervasive in all kinds of tools and technologies that everyone uses.
If somebody has found to be using unauthorized generative AI, what happens?
So we have a variety of possible outcomes, and there are different variables that feed into what the penalty or outcome is. If a student has a first suspected case, we have different procedures for that. We tend to view that as an opportunity for an educational intervention and to discuss academic integrity with the student, to reaffirm why it's so important, to advise them on how they can avoid misconduct. The proportion of students that we meet with repeated cases of misconduct is very, very low. So having that less punitive educational intervention for first-time suspected cases is really, really valuable.
To suspect generative AI, say, in an essay of Hamlet, your lecturer needs to be a subject expert in Hamlet. They need to read it. They need to flag it. They need to have a personal one-on-one conversation with that student. That's a lot of manpower.
The alternative is not really conceivable. So academic integrity is so important. It is worth the investment of time. time and labour.
Worth saying there that University of Galway don't use automated AI detectors, so they do their checking manually. I asked AMLE, the union representing students, for their view. Emma Muldoon-Ryan is the Vice President of Academic Affairs at AMLE.
Some methods of assessment are outdated, and the concern for cheating does feed into that. What students are really looking for is clarity on the rules and regulations. They also understand that there's jobs with artificial intelligence and are looking to be prepared for that workforce as well. There's also students who see the sustainability issues within AI, and then most are kind of looking for adoption in a controlled manner.
I mean, to be fair to the students, Ethna, they want clarity on when they can and can't use AI in that graded coursework. So when is it appropriate to use AI?
Yeah, I guess the most obvious course where AI needs to be part of what you're teaching is computer science. I also spoke to Professor of Computer Science at University of Galway, Michael Madden. He teaches AI to students, but only when they're at a relatively senior level.
When students understand principles well, and they understand what they want to achieve and what's the capabilities of the programming languages and how they could approach and design and manage things, then we can see, well, okay, then how can you use generative AI to improve your productivity? You can't sort of jump straight to students using generative AI, because otherwise they'll be generating stuff that they cannot properly evaluate. I mean, the whole goal, obviously, of any assignment is that these are artifacts that the students generate that reflect the student understanding. So whenever a student tries to bypass that and just produce the output without having the understanding, then that's obviously a problem. Right now, that's happening in universities across the world with tools like ChatGPT and others. The source of the solution isn't the problem. It's the lack of learning by the student.
Also, while at the University of Galway, I spoke to a panel of students studying a range of subjects. The students were conflicted in their use of AI, starting with the students studying computer science.
Because in computer science, it's a weird thing of they want you to kind of innovate with it and also understand how to use it. But some lecturers are like, no, you cannot use it. You need to know how to do the course, basically. And then some lecturers are like, oh, no, definitely use it as much as possible. Just tell us you're using it.
I'm in final year commerce. When we get jobs in the future, we're going to have to know how to use AI. I done an internship during the summer in a Big Four firm, and pretty much everything I was doing throughout the summer was AI automation. One of them was pretty much just taking CVs in different templates and transferring them over. But like, that's something that would be done by like 3 interns for the whole summer, whereas now it's just done by AI in like 10 minutes. So they need less interns and less analysts in the future.
I'm studying psychology. I feel like nobody's talking about the sustainability part of AI. Nobody's talking about the harm that it's doing to the environment and about like ethics, especially in psychology. You have to have real social skills, and you have to provide ideas that are individual for every patient and every human being.
I'm studying journalism and English. I find a lot of the ones they're showing you how to use, you kind of could figure out yourself. So it's like, could this time we're dedicating to learning how to use an app that's supposed to be accessible could be put towards something better?
Do any of you want to use AI when you go into the world of work?
No.
Like, I use it for college for flashcards and things like that the whole time. For universities trying to push students away from AI, it'd be like a trade school trying to push a carpenter away from a saw. Like,
we asked the Department of Higher Education for a response to this. They told us that there are bodies in place that support institutions in, quote, addressing the challenges of academic misconduct, including those exacerbated by AI tools.
This week's reporter, Ethna Dodd, thanks very much for hearing from you. And no doubt we wait to hear from Trinity College Dublin as well. Coming up next, Sandra Hurley on what's hot and what's not in the next oil term.